conclude that we left off literally hanging in the middle last week, but we get back to the main thrust of what I wanted to talk about tonight. So we began to introduce the sugya of the scenario that the Gemara describes of Mavra Atitznako Bekarim. A person is carrying his flower pot with the seeds inside. He just happens to walk past his vineyard and he sits around, hanging around there for a while. It starts to grow. So at what point do we say that the chitmus arv and the gefil all grow together to create this sort of kiliya karim? That was the main topic of our sugya. But in passing, so we began to discuss a little bit about the principles of bittul, particularly as they relate both to kilayim, and then we almost a little bit of a sidetrack in terms of bittul and heter in general. Is there a concept of bittul, something which is davra mutter? So we saw that there was some rishonim, a bankrupt opinion, that there's no such thing as bittul and davra mutter. The concept of bittul is only a davra asr, not a davra mutter. And the view that we gave at the end of Shin last week was that perhaps bittul is only something to remove characteristics, to remove qualities, to remove traits. Whereas to grant something traits, that bittul doesn't do. Which led us to a halachic hashkafa question almost, is how do you view the davra mutter? Is the davra mutter the absence of isser, or is the davra mutter really a chalois heter? I mean, something is mutter because it's mutter. It's not mutter because it's not asr, it's mutter because it's not mutter. So if you hold that heter is almost like a positive quality, then maybe bittul would affect that. If you hold that heter is not a positive quality, it's an absence of a quality of isser, so then I can begin to understand why bittul wouldn't work in that. So just as the last akut of that, before we get back to a main thrust, there is a rash, but I just wanted to share with you, those were learned of Yomi, so just a couple of days ago, like a day ago, so the Rashi was discussing about all the rules as to when an echad is believed. You didn't know the Rashi was in the film?
No.
Not all of them. Only some of them.
I can assure you that.
So this particular Rashi, one of the more famous Rashi's, so the Rashi was discussing all the different scenarios of when an echad is believed, not believed. So there is a principle, which is true according to many opinions of the Gemara, many Rishonim, including the Rashba, that an Erechad is not believed against the Chazakah. If a certain status quo exists, so an Erechad can't weigh in on that. An Erechad can be believed if I don't know anything. If I have a piece of meat in front of me, and I have no idea, kosher written, 50-50 chance, then an Erechad can take a stand on that. But if something's been mukhsak to be a certain status for the last 10 months, now the Erechad is going to walk in and say that status has changed, so that's a serious problem. We have serious reservations whether an Erechad is believed or not. So in that background, comes the Rashba and says, Hilkach lesser is hamutter. The lake of the Meimah is chazik hateira. The law merely b'shum duchta. Erechad neman, bein shatzka lo b'ra mani adem. Comes the Rashba and says, b'med d'var b'murim, then an Erechad can attack a chazoka. That's the cheskes iser. But to go head on against the cheskes heter, that he can do. Why not? Why is that? Because he says, the law are meaningless. There's no such thing called Cheskes Heter. Cheskes Heter doesn't exist. Cheskes Heter just means that we haven't found any Isser. So the man of these books to prove an Isser. So Bamed Rabbi Mu'in Erechad can't go against the Chazokah. That's when the Chazokah has a power to it, a certain quality to it. That's when Erechad can't speak against. But Erechad against the Heter? The Erechad's not coming, there's nothing fighting against the Erechad. Heter doesn't exist. Heter is a non-entity. And therefore, an Erechad would be believed. If you take that view of the Rashba, that Heter doesn't really exist, just an absence of anything, so that may be part of the whole story as to why there's no Bittul by a Davar HaMutter. Again, that was really just the Shirayim of last week's Shir. But I want to get back to the main thrust of our sugya, and that's the discussion of this Mavir Atitznachov story. So just to review for a moment, the Gemara said that the Mavir Atitznachov Bekerim, Hosif Masayim, it's a problem, but Hosif Masayim, it's okay. What is that number of Masayim based on? So Rashi on the spot, Rishachim said, it's based on the principle of Bittul. Just as we have a rule in Bittul of, say, I have wine, which is Kilei Kerem, or if Orla, that's wine, and that gets mixed into a big barrel of kosher wine, so the sheer Bittul is Masayim, maybe that comes from, we'll get to it a little bit later, hopefully, but the sheer Bittul of Mishnah say is Masayim. So Rashi says, so too the din of planting the kilayim, to create the kilayim in the first place, the shia bittul is also 200. That's the vart according to Rashi. And again, Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos didn't held that there's no such thing as bittul in the creation of kilayim. But Rashi is clearly going down the roots of it being a shia bittul. There's something strange about this bittul. Something very, very strange. Something very, very problematic about this bittul. Who can put their fingers on it? What's strange about this bittul? What's application of bittul that Rashi is saying? Let's think thinking about normal scenarios because of what we think of.
You know, a piece of meat, a piece of kosher, a piece of tray,
mix it together, beautiful. I'm cooking a big pot of potato soup, a little bit of chaza falls in, a puff of mashisha.
I think you measure.
Okay, I mean, it's going to be tougher. I mean, you got to get a real good expert in there to measure this body. Okay, we'll bring in our experts from the University of Berlin to figure out, you know, this rhyme from last week. Something I almost can put my finger on. There's something bothering about Fidelia.
You can't distinguish the usher part from the mutter part.
Well, bitl, you almost never can. That's by bitl by definite. Well, I mean, you...
I it never was distinguishable.
Oh! Can I come up with a phrase? See if we can coin a phrase. We're going to find the phrase in Rishani. There's something very strange about this. Normal bitl, let's draw a timeline for normal bitl. Normal bitl is, have a davar asr, have a davar mutter. The davar asr has been asr for the last week. The davar mutter has been mutter for the last week. And lo and behold, they come together, they join forces, a tarogus is created, the psach is bitl. That's not what's happening over here. This is, I wouldn't even call it hetter. I'm sorry to veer away from hetter. I'm going to quote a phrase for you, and then I'm going to show you where the phrase comes from. It's called the ba la'olam b'tarogus. The very creation of this item enters into the world in a state of tarogus. It never was separate and distinct. It was never a piece of chazir, a piece of kosher meat. It was never a barrel of wine and a couple of drops of trefil wine. The whole entity, the whole thing, it grows together. The davar asr comes into this world in the state of tarevis already. Is that something that should concern me, or is that something that shouldn't concern me? That's our question. Let's take a look at it. We're still on the Marmikomus of last week. So we had a Mordechai. I sent out a Mordechai in Maseches Chulin. Unless it was one of the unmarked Mordechais. So we can figure out where it is. See, which number of my model was it?
Trying
to get based on the image. Mordechais, two columns, right? Mm-hmm. Right, there
are two Mordechais. There
was one in Shabbos and one in Chulin.
You want to check
that's
here?
That's
Kiddushin. Oh, I know. It's old school.
Wow. This is the Ramban. Okay, so it's this one, this helps you.
Alright, yeah.
Well,
that's okay. Number one.
Which one
is it?
14-13.
The top line, yes, in this picture, is a robe of Karbala Rov. Starts with the prayer, based above a comma. Now you got that? Sure. Based above a comma, you found us in Rashua? You with us?
Yeah.
Located? Okay, for the most part, we got it. Okay. The prayer, based above a comma, Amr of Yeshua, Shechbas Zera Shalzav, Metame Vemaso. Now, if you think this has anything at all to do with Ma'abra Tistach of the Kerem, it's going to take us a few minutes to figure out where we're coming from. So there is a sugya that appears in the second parak of Baba Kama. It's really a Mishnah in Masechet Zavim, but the Mordechai had Rachmanos on us. He figured most of us, more of us learned about the second parak of Baba Kama than Shnai Zavim. So the Gemara is a discussion about the following. If you have a Zav, so we know that any emission of ziva itself is itself tummy. Not only is the person who saw that emission tummy, but the ziva itself is done with the tummy. So if it touches something, it will in turn make something tummy. The ziva is tummy. But not only is the ziva itself, the emission itself, tummy b'mava, it's tummy b'masa as well. So let's say, Luyutsui, there would be some ziva sitting on this garment. When I pick up the garment, I didn't touch the ziva itself, but I moved it, so I also become tummy. So that's there's a concept based on Sukkot, the Feirish, and Pashas, the Tzorah, the Jeev, the Matami, the Magal, the Mas. Fine. What about Shichva Zera. So Shichva Zera is a Dovra Matame also. But here the Pesukim say explicitly that Shichva Zera is only Matame B'Mago. It's not Matame B'Masa. So we just have to have those two pieces of information. Ziva itself is Matame B'Mago B'Masa. Shichva Zera is not. Tanoim raised the following question. What if you have a Shichva Zera of a Zav? You have a guy who's a Zav. He had an emission of Ziva a couple of hours ago. And then a few hours later, he experiences, he becomes a Valkyrie, he experiences Shechva Zera. So what's the status of his Shechva Zera? Is his Shechva Zera like any other plain person Shechva Zera that's only the time of Maga? Or do we say, no, that for some strange reason, his Shechva Zera takes on the higher status of Ziva itself? Why should that be biological? It's not Ziva. Ziva and Shechva Zera are two different things. So why is it that it should become Tamei V'Masa? So that's what he quotes. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shechva Zera Shalzah Metam V'Masa Lefi She'i Evshah Below Tzichlichei Ziva. You know why the Shechva Zera of the Zav is Metamei V'Masa? Because it's physically impossible that there's no little bit of Ziva left over. It comes from the same part of the body. So there must have been a little bit of Ziva still left behind. And a little bit of Ziva got mixed in with a great quantity of Shechva Zera. And this whole thing that's coming out of his body, we treat it al-shem, the Ziva also, even if it's a mashu, the Tzipa is the Tami, the Magal, the Masa. That's what's coming. That's a Yeshua statement. So who can see the wheels turning in this one?
It should be Batal.
It should be Batal. What's Yeshua talking about? What's Yeshua talking about? I have a mixture of Shechva Zera and Ziva. Obviously, biologically, doctors are going to tell you, it's 99.99% of Shechva Zera. There's a little peep of Ma'ashu, that's belief of how much could it be. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Shua is concerned with it. And I love it. It's a Dinder Aisa. We declare that the whole thing is Nikra El Shem, that little drop of Ziva. Why do you say it should be Bato? That's the first kasha. Uchai Gavna says the Mordechai has another kasha, a similar kasha. Rav Mitzvah Chalitza, Yavama Shiruch Radam Chalitza Sekshera. If a Yavama, which does the mitzvah of spitting, the mitzvah of Rekika, she opens up her mouth, there's a spit, and a whole mouthful of blood comes out. So comes in and says, don't worry about it. The rekik is good, she doesn't have to do it again. You know why? It must be that looked at any blood, is now full of blood. There's got to be some saliva. There's no amount, a little amount, small amount of saliva, which is yaitzin mitzvah rekika. So comes the Mordechai in both of these Gemaras and says, I don't understand. He says, some shapella. He said, why don't we say, he asked the kasha, you know, a little bit complicated, from Ein Dam of Atal Dam, but if you skip down like a line, he says, why doesn't the blood mevatel the saliva? Why doesn't the Shechva Zera mevatel the Ziva? How come the Ziva and the saliva retain its status in halacha? That's the kasha. So comes the Mordechai and gives two answers. The Nikur HaMizbatel, the Chaldova should end the Nikur Lobotil. Says the Mordechai, one simple answer. It's Nikur. It's recognizable. Let's say I have three pieces of meat, two of them are kosher, one is treif, but they all have the markings on them. They all have the labels on them. So you don't say, well, it's Botil. If it's Nikur, it's sir, it's not Botil. Let's say I'm cooking a big pot of soup, and a big piece of chaza falls in. I see the chazer. So you don't say the chazer is bottle. Take the chazer out. Bottle. Whatever is recognizable to the eye, automatically is considered to be nikur ha'isa. There's a Rashba in Maseches Chulin that says that why is it there's a principle called tam ki'ikar? The Gemara says that if a little bit of treif of meat falls in, you take it out, you can still taste the treif, so you're not going to eat the whole thing. According to many opinions, that's a din min haTorah. Why is it? Yes, the Rashba. It's bottle arrived. How much is the tam? You know what the Rashba says? So no. Whenever you can taste it, what's that the equivalent of? Of Nikur Isser. I fat Nikur Lay Nayim. It's all Nikur to the taste buds. You know what the Rashba says? When it comes to food, I don't know, the caterers don't like this Rashba, but the Rashba says when it comes to food, it doesn't matter what it looks like. What it matters is, what does it taste like? Food. The important quality of food is the taste, not so much what it looks like. And therefore, if it's Nikur, even on your date time, even though it's not Nikur Lefira Osa Ayin, that's also called Nikur Isser. Say sorry from Rashba. But get it back to us. So the first answer to Mordechai is not so revolutionary. He's just saying that it's almost what we call an okim deterrence. The hocham ma'askinon, it's nikah. So hocham ma'askinon, you can see a little bit of the saliva. Hocham ma'askinon, you can see a little bit of the ziva. Basically, whenever you see a rishon eskikasha, and you give an, almost like an okim deterrence, you know there's more. You know there's going to be another teretz. You feel in your bones there's got to be another teretz. So we're not disappointed. Comes the Mordechai. Inami. Here's the punchline. Leika leneimar bitl berov, ela bedova shayanikar bifnei atzma tchila, yachakach nesarif. When can we say there's a principle of bitl? That's when something existed before him. It was recognizable before him. And then Nebuch got mixed up. Aval bedovar shetchilas biyasa la'oila ma'urav. But when something that enters into the world in the state of Tarevis, kegoyim b'vavakama b'yavamas, leika l'meima debodu. The entire principle of bitl just doesn't fly. It doesn't get off the ground. And that's what's going on in those two sugyas. The ziva is bal yom tarevis. I didn't see it till now. The rogue is bal yom tarevis. The parasha bittel doesn't apply, but dover she bal yom tarevis. At kan de Mordechai. It's an interesting hagdara. When you see a hagdara like this, what do you have to start asking yourself? I mean, like, why? Going back to my drasha thing I mentioned the other day. True but irrelevant. And it's true. Why is it wrong? Why should it be different? So, yeah, no, there's an issue, but there's a difference. It's a bubble function. The first answer I understand, because when it's Niger Isser, so there's no Tyroidus, that's the longest word. Niger Isser, it's Nishkin Tyroidus. Tyroidus means that things are all mixed together. Everything's losing its properties, losing its characteristics, losing its visible characteristics. So I understand the first Eretz, but the problem with the first Eretz is that it's forcing us into an Okimta. The second Eretz is a longish Eretz. It's an all encompassing Eretz, except I have no clue why it's true. One thing I do know, relating to our sukkah, who disagrees with the teretz in Mordechai?
Rashi
clearly disagrees. Because Rashi plugged in the principle of bittul into Mavrat Tznokov. Now, again, the Gemara never said that the Shi'ah 200 is based on bittul. That was Rashi's contribution. We have other Rishonim have different understandings in that Gemara. But Rashi himself and Chavav, at first glance, when you look at Rashi and Chavav, you have to look at it through the eyes of this Mordechai, and or your first reaction is, when you see that Rashi and Sof Nachavav, I always check with my boys in yeshiva, I say to them, right? Isn't that true? When you read the Rashi and Nachavav, didn't you realize that this Rashi is against the seven teretz of the Mordechai? It's Poshut. Don't worry, they always give me the same laugh.
They're not the same.
But the,
when I have a Hatzis Nachavav, so there's a small growth. I walk into the carrot. Now, another few millimeters grew.
So that few millimeters is both on the tarotis. So Rashi says that Kozma, that
it's totally distinct from this. The initial shoot was 10 millimeters long.
But now it's coming
now into... Now 2 more millimeters grew.
But it's coming into the world in the state of Bipo. Rashi learns that Kozma hasn't been mostly Masai, and the reason why it's Mutter is based on Bipo is Hashem Rashi.
Why isn't the bottom 10 millimeters, Mevatel, the 2 millimeters that grew above?
I don't think that we view it. I'm not sure if that's how we view the
So what is the growth? Bit, what is Rashi's bitul?
Is that the total amount of volume of this plant used to be 30, and now it's 32. So you have to make a judgment. If it used to be 300, and now it's 301, so it's bottle. But it used to be 150, and now it's 151. That's not what And that's Rashi. So Rashi is learning that the issid that's coming in, all the new cells and all the new stuff, everything that's growing in, is bottle. So I'm asking Akash, according to the Mordechai, it's not true. This mamash identical to the Mordechai.
Is it different because the nature of Kilayim is...
But the problem is that Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says bittul. You know, you're already in Ramban territory. You're telling me it's exactly the cost of Kilayim.
But I know... If you're going to introduce the principle of bittul into kilayim, as opposed to tarovis, which is a davar ha'aser and a davar ha'musar, forming a tarovis, which might require it be bala olam, not be bala olam tarovis, here by definition the iser is going to be bala olam.
I don't want to go down that place. Down like Rashi doesn't mind that thing. Oh, maybe that was the last 6 5 we had Dr. Fisher, but Rashi does. I guess.
Having the previous question in what their two cases are of whether it be the case of Ziva with Shit Al Sarah, he's saying that it's Bal Olam B'Tarovas. But the whole theory behind it is that there is a piece of ziva there, and there's shichas there, and then they come together. It's two entities that are independent.
But they come together where?
But the point is...
What does la'ayla mean? See, this is not fair. You know why it's not fair for you to answer this? Because you're a radiologist. So your definition of oil is everything inside. But
the metzias is against
it. No,
same thing
because
the world.
The world. No.
And it was
no, but the world. No, exactly. You're making the same mistake with Shidascha. The world starts outside of the body. Whatever's taking place inside the body is not called the oil. That's the chumpah oil. That's right. That's right. That's the part else. The whole world has that, right?
But by the kilayim, can't you say it's not going that 200, that 120 instantaneously? So can't you say but comma?
No, but that was last week. That's we have a couple last week. But Rashi is the one coming up. But Rashi is the bottle. So I think that's the same. Almost.
With the two cases of Mordechai, the comes the it's bala olam as a tarovus, like the tarovus comes out. But here you started with the tarovus. It grew into a tarovus, but it didn't start as a tarovus.
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
there was something there.
If you say what I want, I'm going to support you. If not, I'm going to forget what you said. What'd you say, Justin?
It started as something else. Meaning,
you were a woman before. Okay.
There was an event with the case in the Mordechai. There was no event that created Tarovus.
Okay. So I'm going to share with you another Mordechai. Okay. We have a different Mordechai. The second Shabbos. And I want you to put together these two Mordechais in there and see where we're heading.
Also one of
those. Those Mordechais. Well, it's the other one. Whichever
one's
not. Yeah, I guess so. If it wasn't that one, then it's the next one.
What is it?
12? Tell me the year.
This one doesn't have nice paragraphs in it.
Okay, if you can find the letter ration on tests, you can find Simon ration on tests.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a few lines down from there. I mean, I don't know which print it's in, I don't know which version you had, but we're going to start picking up on Vafilu Yotzi B'Shabbos B'Tocha Anochi.
That's where the line begins? Or?
No, well, it's a different print, where that was printed off, it's different off, I have no idea what. This is not Vafilu Yotzi B'Shabbos B'Tocha Anochi. It's about halfway between Reish and Pes and Reish Samach, if that gives you an advantage.
Oh, got it.
Vafilu Yotzi B'Shabbos, all right?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's the line that begins Shahare Mashkin Havre Yotzim.
Okay, so let me just give you this background before we pick up with the Mordechai just for a second. Let's keep your finger on the place, so we don't have to do this over again in 5 minutes. But the background is as follows. Obviously, there's an issue. One of the Lamedes Melachos is you're not allowed to dosh, not allowed to thresh. And the Gemara says that one of the problems, one of the totals of dosh, is squeezing out fruit. So if you take grapes or olives, I'm just squeezing out to make grapes, to make olive oil, that's an issue of their eyes. That's chit, that's peiros on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah tells us that not only is chitus peres itself also, but with the rabbanon, they made a gezeira, if the fruit oozes out, the juice oozes out by itself, that's what's called mashkin shazavu. They made a gezeira, don't drink that juice for an obvious reason. If you drink that juice, next thing, hey, that's pretty good tasting juice, I'm going to squeeze out a few more grapes. So they made a gezeira with the rabbanon, mashkin shazavu, gezeira also schit. That's a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Shabbos. So for that background, that the Mordechai talks about the following. The guy's got a big barrel full of wine. Been sitting around for a while. He's got some grapes on the bottom of the barrel, and the grapes are oozing out by themselves over time. Just naturally, some of the juice oozes out. The guy wants to come Friday night and take a cup of wine for Kiddush, so inevitably he's got a lot of wine in there that's kosher wine that was already oozed out weeks ago, months ago. He's got a little bit of wine that probably oozed out by itself on Shabbos, so he has a potential bava mashin shazov. That's the Shabbos one thing. So we have filo yaisi b'shabes mitecha anovim. Even though some of the wine is probably seeping out by itself on Shabbos, mizbatalu b'mashkim shel heter shekfar yosef. So says the Mordechai, no big deal. How much wine oozed out over Shabbos? He's got a tremendous barrel of wine, so it's 100,000 times than a couple of drops that oozed out on Shabbos. No big deal. Not so fast. Over this should be a serious problem. What could undo any bittel? Dovar. Worse than that, even. Dover Sheishlo,
Matirin.
Anything that's usur now, but going to become mutter. Dover Sheish Matirin, afilu bi'aflo bottom. The simple reason Rashi writes in Beitza, Achetochlenu be iser tochlenu beheter. Okay, until why bother eating it? I mean, iser doesn't really mean iser, but why bother eating it? Relying on bittul, wait it out a couple of days, wait it out a few hours, wait till tomorrow, we'll see the heter gomer. That's the Rambam's reason why chametz is not batal pesach. The Rambam writes there's nothing special about chametz, just a plain, simple dosheish material, which all the other Rishonim question whether that's the correct reason. I forget nothing. So the Mordechai is raising a question: how could it be that the little bit of wine that oozes out is batal? It's a classic dosheish. If you wait till the Shabbos, Mashin Shazava only usher on Shabbos. Hit the Shabbos the mutter. He says no. He says below damin the dosheish the material shiachol lehamfin aracha Shabbos. The afilu b'yalaf lo batil. The hani mili. Listen to why it's not b'vashesh matiri. Listen to the Mordechai. The hani mili is an ister be'en mitchila. When do we say b'vashesh matiri is a problem? That's when the ister existed. The achartach nischaret v'hetah b'nina. And then it got mixed in with something else. Say, l'mashal, I had a beitzah shenol to be yom. The famous Gemara Gidim says beitzah, an egg that was laid on yom, so it's also to eat. And that egg gets mixed up in a thousand other eggs. They're all osur until yom is over. Davashesh to matirin. He's up to Mordechai. When do we say davashesh to matirin? Ain't a batel. That's when the isser existed. Avechak nesar behet v'vina. Aval hani lo nikru me'olam. He says, they were never around. Al ma'at ma'at shi'yitzin mis'ayim shonam ashram shalhet l'shiyotzim yesmol. He says the little bit of wine didn't exist. There was no truth. It was never. It wasn't here. So since it was never here, what do we call that? It's a balawa. It was never. It never started out as being us. It was never recognizable as this. Sir, its very existence. It enters into the world. It comes right out of the grape into where? Into the pre-existing barrel of wine. What's that called? Bala. Bala mitarobes. What did Mordechai just say? When something is bala ola mitarobes. Forget the chumras of davashesh material. That's not subject to the chumras of filibi alflo batil. And therefore what? And therefore you follow what rules? The regular rules of what? Plain, simple, bit of a rule, bit of a shish, whatever the regular rules are, we're not sure. But the one thing you don't follow the chumra of davashesh material, and therefore you're in better shape than you were beforehand. What? What? The Mordechai? The Mordechai Shabbos is going to say such a thing? Mordechai Chum was the one who 10 minutes ago told us when something is bala ola mitarobes, the whole din of brit will break down, the whole parsha of brit will break down. No brit will work. It's never batel. And Kuk the Mordechai says, when it's bala ola mitarobes, it's so good, it's such a geshmak brittle, it's so phenomenally mutar. Yeah, forget the chumas of Darshan. Even Darshan is matir is batel. I'm just pillay playing. Who's going to solve this riddle? Stira Galuya between the two Mordechais.
There's a difference because over here it's wine and wine, but there it's, in theory, two options.
Minimum does make a lot of differences, but in terms of this, I don't know why it should make a difference here.
So here your heter was existent already.
Oh, what did you just say? What's the difference? It's like a different way I'm born. What's the. We never used it, that's why. What's the difference? What is the difference in that? Let's take the two cases again. We'll take the simple case, the roke and the dam. It's easier to visualize. The roke and the dam. So the woman is spitting out the mouth full of blood, and there's a little bit of saliva inside. So the Gemara says the saliva is still intact. It's not batel b'reif. Why is it not batel b'reif? It's after Mordechai and second Eretz, because it never existed. It's bala oilam b'tareivus. Over here, I have wine that's mutter, a little bit of wine that's quote unquote treif, and also wine that's squeezing out and oozing out on Shabbos. So it's up to Mordechai, oh, it's bubbling up the rope, everything's hunky-dory, everything's great. So Judah says, they're kemerah, mizuch, and irif. They're bechal, very different from one another. In the case of the wine, true the davar ha'asur was bala oilam, quote-unquote, with arivis, but what existed beforehand?
Two separate.
What was around in full force beforehand?
The
heter. And a barrel of wine. If I would have gone down to the cellar a minute before left benching, and a barrel of wine that was there, that wine was ready for the island. That existed. Here, the Mordechai is telling me, when the Dover HaMutter exists, but the Dover also never really existed, the Mordechai is telling me, sorry, that's a Gevaldik Kapitel. Ain't the Kapitel Gorm Yizah. No, you got it. Ain't the Kapitel Gorm Yizah. What's wrong with such a bit, though? The Mordechai is saying fakir, not only is this bittul good, it's better than standard bittul. Standard bittul means you had a problem, you had a davra asa, and now you have to be mevatel davra asa. So then we have to get very, very weird, very, very nervous. So we say, well, you want to actively be mevatel for something that pre-existed as an iser. If it's a davra sheish matir, it will be a football. For whatever reason, that's the kind of yisr the kind. What the Mordechai is telling us is that the Chazal made that chumrah of davra sheish matir. That's when you had a davra asur and you have to be mevatel it. When you have something that was never asur in the first place, it was bala oilam shitaraytness. The yisr never got off there. There was never one point to be the one that was asur. It never existed. It enters into the world in the state of Hefter already, into the state of Bittul already. That din of Bittul trumps even the Chumra of Davar Sheish Matir. It brings Derech Marshall, the Beis Halevi used to say, that there are two ways to solve it, to answer Kasha. You can acknowledge the existence of the Kasha, and then give it Derech, or you can show that the Kasha was so faulty, the premise of the Kasha was so wrong, there's Nishkin Kasha in the first place. So that's what the Mordechai is saying. There are two din of Bittul, two different Kashas of Bittul. There's bittul that acknowledges the existence of an iser, but says we're going to overcome it. And there's bittul that so undermines the existence of the iser in the first place, because the iser never existed on its own 2 feet.
Why should that be misur?
What?
Why should that be misur? In the rope case, you never had an iser.
Which day? Wait.
Never had a hefter.
I'm still the yayin. I didn't even go back to the Yibam. I'm still the yayin case. So do you see that there's a difference between, I have a piece of, let's say, of a pot of soup, and a little drop of chaz and falls into the soup. That's one case of bittul. Another case, I have a big barrel of wine, and I have grapes inside the bottom of the barrel, Shabbos comes and they're oozing out. So it's obvious, that's different. The case of the chaz existed as a davar asur, it now has to be overcome by the chicken soup. That's one type of bittul. In the case of the wine, there was never anything treif. Bittul was preventing the yisr from being chal in the first place. It's undermining the ability of the yisr to be chal in the first place. So that's a much, much better form of bittul. So that's what the Mordechai's chiddush is that vis-a-vis the chumr of davar sheish matir. Davar sheish matir, listen to the words of davar sheish matir. Acha techlena be'isser, techlena be'heter. Why eat it be'isser? Why eat it as chazir? Wait it a little bit, wait a couple of days. Why eat it as a davar also? Wait a few days. So that svar of acha techlena be'isser only makes sense when you could say on acha techlena be'isser. I can't call the wine isser. It never was isser. It was never chalal of Hashem, sir. You gave me this shot.
I'm just
defending this.
Once you begin the field between davar sheish matir in this case and explaining it as the issue never was bali olam, then I don't know why you wouldn't extend that logic to the dam case. Also.
The heter wasn't bali olam.
Because the heter was, but we didn't get to the case. We didn't contrast the heter. So that.
These two cases seem different though. The case regarding the grapes, that's a timing issue, right?
It's true. Yeah.
But, so the other case is never a timing issue, right? The other case, you always have the artist, right? Here, it's the fact that there's that time factor that makes it.
No,
why would we say that?
No, you're right that there's a time factor, but that's not the fun. That's not the premise. The fundamental yisoid adover, I think as you were saying, is correctly, that in the case of the grapes, so the davra mutter existed. It's just the davra also that was low volume, that was not yet bala olam b'yisr. In the case of the saliva, in fact, the case of the saliva, in the case of the saliva, nothing was bala olam yet. There was no saliva and blood because again, the world doesn't stop. The things enter out into the world of the furos in Enum. So from the minute that this woman spits, so she can act this out. But the minute this woman spits, and the mouthful of saliva and blood comes out of her, it's. Everything is b'taroivis, but here it's worse. You know why? Because not only is the dover ha-mizvatel b'taroivis, what else is b'taroivis? The dover ha-mivatel is b'taroivis. The heter is b'taroivis. And it's that everything's b'taroivis. The heter, yes, everything is b'taroivis. The robe is b'taroivis, the meat is b'taroivis, everything is b'taroivis. So whatever, everything is b'taroivis, b'chimus b'yasa b'aylam, it's nishkei parsha bittul. That's not bittul. Bittul is a chidish atar, ram lahatus, bittul is a chidish atar, rov dayonim, right? Bittul has got to meet certain criteria. So the Mordechai Kazakh Tilchun, if you don't buy it to the Mordechai Yisoy, that's fine. But if you accept the second teretz of the Mordechai Tilchun, because a precondition to Bittul, that you can't have everything bol, the olam tarev, there has to be some existence of the Davra Mutta before it as a separate entity, then the two Mordechai do not contradict each other. So everything's Gemal, everything's Mekomiyah of the Mishon. So we understand both Mordechais. One's talking about where everything is Bittarevis, the other's talking about only where the Davra Alas is Bittarevis. Somebody give me another shot in the morning. This shot was not only brought to you by Judah, Prima Gordon says this, Father Gadel Vachmeren says this, Michael Gazi and Chere says this. Who's giving me another shot? Who's going to give me another beer in the room? Different beer, Lagamri. Lagamri different. What's the difference between the case of the saliva and the blood in contrast to the grapes oozing out of the bowel?
Well,
what's the difference?
That's the reason to not give a bottle.
There's a big difference in two cases. I'll give you two words, natural and artificial.
What's the starting point, right?
The blood and the saliva, that's the way the Rebbe Shem created the world. If a person has a cut in their mouth and they start to spit, there's going to be saliva, there's going to be blood. In the case of the Ziva, a man has that condition of Ziva, and he experiences Shechva Zera, there's going to be a little bit of Shechva Zera, a little bit of Ziva mixed into Shechva Zera. That's Kachi Barakah Shaloylam. That's the way it's supposed to be, quote, what's supposed to be that way. That's the way the Rebbe Shem created the world. The Rebbe Shem did not create the world that I decided to take barrels and put more grapes into the barrels and the grapes can ooze out. That was done by Devos of Adam. That was done. I superimposed the Tarevis into the world. When the Mordechai said something is Bola Oilom B'Tarevis, the real focus of those words, Bola B'Tarevis, is more of a description of something that this is the way it always is. This is the way blood and saliva come together. This is the normal, natural occurrence of things. This is how Ziv and Shechva Zera mix together. They're Bol Oilom B'Tarevis. They come together B'Tarevis. You happen to have had a scenario where you artificially put grapes into a bottle of a barrel of wine and it's quote-unquote entering to the wood. That doesn't mazech badly. What's that doing anything? When it's natural, I understand why bittul doesn't work. And I explain to you why. It's very partial. Bittul means there's always like a clash. There are two things that aren't supposed to both be here and they got to fight it out. Rav, you have a tzoy, man, you got to fight. Who's going to take over? Who's going to win this battle? When you have two things that aren't supposed to be, you're not supposed to have a pot of chicken soup, put some chazas going into it. So now the halacha of the charam lahatas, you're having two things that happen to be fighting out of it. Things that are natural, kachi taka shaloylam, that's not bitter. The whole parasha bitter doesn't make any sense. You mush a lot of the time. There's a din in the Hilchos Chatzitzas. The Gemara says that you don't say chatzitza. That's something which is Hainu Rabbi Sahil. What is Rabbi Sahil mean? Something that grows naturally. But that's the way it grows naturally. The famous Gemara says, Yavama says, you have a woman who's pregnant, and she, a non-Jewish woman, she converts, so the tefillah works for the baby. Why? Because the baby went under the water. Something was put under the water. The whole body of the mother surrounds the baby. What kind of tefillah is that? In the chatzitza, we get nervous if a woman has a speck of nail polish, and here she's got a whole baby who's coming over the whole body. No big deal. It's very different. The nail polish doesn't belong. The contact lenses don't belong. The cast and stitches don't belong. They're all unnatural. The baby is a kind of revisayu. That's natural. That's normal. When you have something which is normal, natural, they don't fight it out. What are they? They almost blend together. They live in harmony. The Rosh Hashanah created a harmonious world. When you start to superimpose things that don't belong together, that's when you ask me for trouble. If that's the Yisod of the Mordechai, that's a whole different picture. The reason why Bittul applies in Shabbos is not because the Dabar HaMivatel existed or the Dabar HaMivatel, that's not the focus. The focus is, in Shabbos it's artificial, so therefore Bittul applies. In Kulin, in Yevamos, in Bava Kamma, in Zavim, it's natural, and therefore Bittul doesn't apply.
That wouldn't work with Rashi here.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do we remember? There's 20 minutes, we've got two very fascinating Mordechais. We had a Mordechai in Chul and a Mordechai in Shabbos. We highlighted the parents here between the two. We gave two beer. One beer was a focus on, are they both B'Tarevis or only one B'Tarevis? That was Judas Mahalach. And the second one, Tormai Mahalach, okay? Like earlier, way, way back before us, Echonim Ben Lachlach is about this. Some say Mevata versus Mizbata, Judas Mahalach, or the second Mahalach, artificial versus natural. Nas even says, okay, now, in light of everything, let's take a look at Rashi. So what did I say? Again, for the fifth time, what did our Mishnah say? What did the Gemara quote a Mishnah in Kilayim that says, Hamavir Tzitzmachu B'Kerem, in Loi Hoysif Masayim, everything's hunky-dory, everything's great. In Loi Hoysif Masayim, everything's fine. So after Rashi in the spot, Bittul. No? Walk me through it. Rashi is off Bittul. Does Bittul make sense here or not? According to this Mordechai. So if you go with the first Mahalach in the Mordechai, that the only reason why the Mordechai didn't like Bittul was when everything was Balei Olam B'Tareves, that if the Dover HaMavakel existed beforehand, then Bittul is okay, then Bittul will work. So no, Dr. Fisher, you tell me now, was the Dover HaMavakel here before? You were the big believer of that stalk growing, right? It was here. But he's fine. It was the Dover Mutter beforehand. Remember? The grapes were Mutter. Everything was Mutter beforehand. The Dover HaMavakel was Mutter. It was Ba'olam. It existed. Now the Dover HaMisbatel is not Ba'olam. So what? There's no Chishon in Bittul when the Dover HaMisbatel was Ba'olam. The only problem Bittul was when the Dover HaMisbatel, when both of them were Ba'olam. If you go down the first Mahalach, then this Rashi can be in sync with the Mordechai. But if you go down the second Mahalach, we call our Mahalach, our second Mahalach, what was the real problem of the Mordechai? When does Bittul really, truly never, ever, ever work? When it's what? So what's the bad word in Bittul? There's one bad word in Bittul. What is it?
Natural.
It's pretty natural. Guys, planting is, things growing together. This is a natural world. This is the way of Kachidaka Shalayla. This is Derech HaTeva. According to our beer in the Mordechai, so, this is natural. It's natural. It's no Bittul. So Rabbi said, going back to our original thing, we said, we read a Rashi, so the first thing that we saw a Rashi, we said, oh really, is this Bittul here? Not so Pasha. So last week we spoke about, not so Pasha, because Shalayim may not lend itself to Bittul. That was Taizah Shtibul Torah. That was last week, Taizah Nida. Today we're saying, wait a second, maybe this doesn't lend itself to Bittul because of the Bal Olam Taraybis. So we had to go back to the Mordechai, back to the drawing board, read two Mordechais, look at the two different possibilities of the Gedalia Acharon and how to be Mavar with the emphasis of this Mordechai. Going to one version of the Mordechai, Rashi is perfect. Going to the other version of the Mordechai, Rashi is the Bar Pluk. Rashi, we have to disagree with the Mordechai. So which is the emphasis?
Maybe you could argue because you're sort of replanting this Maisa Adam, the brain.
No, but the Maisa, the growing is natural. You're doing it, but it's growing together natural. I think things grow.
So is the oozing of the grapes. No, Maisa, that's that.
I think there's a big difference, I think. I still think between something that's coming about through natural means. So I'll tell you a story about this morning. The story has spanned about 15 years. And I think it finally resolved itself last week in my mind. Almost. I think. I'll tell you the background of the story. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, this Mordechai is quoted. This idea that when something is all the Olam HaTaroves of this Mordechai, whatever the definition of the Mordechai is, so it says the Farish that you don't have to worry about Davashesh Matirin. Everything's great, everything's kavaldic. Forget about Shem Matirin, everything's fine, because it's quote unquote Bolo and Tarovas, whatever Pshad is correct, you don't mind. The Mishnah Bura, on the spot, quotes a Pribu Gadim that says, Mamed Devar Mamurim, that when something is this quote unquote Bolo and Tarovas, that's good for us, the Mordechai's Shabbos version, whatever that means you don't have to worry about the din of Dov Shesh Matirin if it'll be also Bolo. You don't have to worry about the Chumad Rabban of never being Bolo. But the regular din of a Bittul, about the ploy. What are the regular din of a Bittul? Corey already started telling me, Bittul Baro, Bittul Bashishim, right? I'm not sure what the regular rules are, but the bottom line is in Yeridea, when all the dust settles in the sugya, including Yeridea, Shishim. You need Shishim. So therefore, if you would put this together, when you have a big barrel of wine, and a little bit of wine, a little bit of grapes ooze out, so the Mordechai is saying, don't worry about Davashay Shematirim, that's okay, but you just have to be 100% sure that you had enough wine in there to move out for the wine that came out for Shishim. Right? Because the regular dinner of Bittul still exists. The Farish Mishnah Berurah proved about Ruch HaShabbos. So, again, probably around 15 years ago, maybe a little more, I was bothered with the following kasha. If you look in the Ruch HaShabbos Svarim today, they'll quote you the following din. person has a cup of tea on Shabbos. You want to throw some lemon into your tea. So again, leaving out the bishul, iced tea, whatever. You want to take a slice of lemon, you have to squeeze the lemon into the tea. That's the problem. Tzchik the mamash. Just take the slice of lemon, plop it into the tea, and let it ooze out by itself. Let's state in the regular, all the swarm today, everyone says that's mutter. Take a slice of lemon, throw it in, have to go on. What's the mocha for that? The lemon juice that comes out is mashkin shazavu gavalt. It's also, no big deal. It's bubble on the tarabas. I am Mordechai and Shem. It was bothering me.
Still a part of Shishim.
So, yeah, Shishim. There's more than Shishim. What's the problem?
Tom?
Those are people with time. It says in your day, Shishim makes sense when you're not using a flavoring. If you use something for the purpose of giving flavor, I never understood this. You could argue that's not about this because I'm not causing it to come out. I mean, I'm cutting a slice of lemon, putting it in. That's an interesting shayla. I'm not sure. So, all the sperm say, the modern day sperm, all right, that's mutter. And the mokra basically is based on this one. And I never understood this. I said, I understand. Mishnah Berurah said black and white that this is a problem. Because the Mishnah Berurah says you need shishim, and in your day we passed in that. That whenever something's missed the middle of time, that's like a lack of shishim. So I never understood the connection between that. So I was once at a this is how I can date things because it's more than 15 years ago. I don't know this. I think how many years have we been around? 11 years? I think the show's been here 11 years or so, give or take. 11th year dinner? Not really 11th dinner, but something like that. Okay. Well, last year was the 10th dinner. So okay. 10th year. So approximately 11 years in the show. I was the Rabbi in Paramus for 5 years. So that means, and I hadn't been in California already at least 15 young Tovim. That's the only way I can figure it out. So it was a sukkah in California. And I was at a simple bit shaleva with Nachum Sal. You know, Nachum Sal, another girl from a place in California. And I was at a simple bit shaleva with him, and I was dancing around with him. And I was standing right behind him. I said, you know what? The goodest time is any to throw a shaila at him. So I asked him the shaila. I was thinking, you know, everyone's dancing around everything. And then, I don't remember if we had that. Meyer, I don't know what happened. We started to talk, and then the conversation ended. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go home, and he went home. And that was it. We never, the conversation just kind of, you know, ended. We moved the clock ahead. Henry, maybe you can help me on this one. It was one of the early, early times of Russia Weiss was here, first office in town. Maybe even the first one.
And we walked together.
Right. We walked to Mincha. Right. So this was about later. Because this was the year, this was right before the shul opened. This was the year when I lived across the street. I was a free agent. I was driving to go wherever I wanted. So I remember I daven Mincha with you and I walked with Russia Weiss. So I figured, you know what, this is as good a time as any. I asked him this question. I started asking this question. What's going on? It's Mordechai with him. And then we started to talk out. You know, the Mordechai, as we were talking, we started to talk out. So I said very quickly, I said, you know, the two different viewers, the Mordechai. And he said something like, of course the seven viewer is the correct one. There was like something, you know, very quickly. He said, yeah, I'm not a Jew, so he said, yeah, the seven viewer is the correct one. I said, fine, whatever. Against the people of God, whatever, well, it's nothing now. And then I said, so tell me. So my eyes, so what's the shot in the line? So we started talking for a minute. Then we started talking. So that was it. And then the start of the Chalibah, he had to go Shal Shulah. This Shalah kept getting, wherever I'm turning, and the Tommy is killing us. We're not getting rid of this Shalah. Last week, I spent, I don't know if he told you, I spent an hour and a half with him, with the Russian wife last week. And I figured, you know, Imlach Shavim was saying, this is, I got to ask the Mishana. So I said, I just want to remind the Rav, I said, we spoke about this about 12 years ago or so. I said, can I pick up where I left off at Vayashu Yashu Yosef? I want to, so I filled him into what I wanted. He said, no, it's not the same. He said, the din of mashin shazavu, I'm not allowed to drink the mashin shazavu, it's like a mukta dikadin, I'm not allowed to drink the mashin shazavu, is only chal when there's mamashas to it. Only when it exists. Something only exists, lefira eisei neinu. Mukta can't be typeface on something that's not lefira eisei neinu. So the Mordechai was talking about, I'm looking at this battle of wine, I see, hey, there's more wine in there. Than it was before. I got, it used to be up to here. Now I look, lo and behold, we'll quote Dr. Fisher's muscle, it's a little bit higher. I have a mashkin shesovel here. So now, a gavalt geshmigen and a mashin shazavu here. So now you have to gavalt bill. I have to figure out, is it buffel, is it not buffel? So what if it comes up the chiddush? That in hilchas mashin shazavu, even though it's a davar sheyesh matirin, but balam taroides, you don't have to follow the chumrah derech modern davar sheyesh matirin. But the regel did a bit goes up to the Rambam Shmuel, you still have to follow. It was only in the case of the wine where we were discussing a shaila. There was something that's asur, and now we have to be done. Is it bottle or not bottle? In the case of the lemon, he says, you look at your cup of tea, and you see the lemon juice that oozes out of the tea. He says, it's not toifish on a shame, mashkin shazavu. It's not asur, b'chlal. It's better than bittel. It's the highest form. We said before that there are three dinim of bittel. There's bittel when a davar asur, and davar mutar when a bottle as it is, and there's bittel when something's bottle to rabbit. This is not even bottle to rabbit. Because it's both so bothered that it doesn't even register in our scale of recognizing it, it's not tightness. So you don't even need bitful. Forget about not needing dovashesh to material standards. You don't need any standards of bitful. I know it's here, you can taste it's here. It doesn't matter. That's not cool. It's the Yisrael can't be tightness in something that doesn't exist before I say Nenu.
Isn't that inconsistent with Tom Kaper?
So, yes, so that, I'll say something about that. So, no, it's not inconsistent because muktzah is suros. First, you have to decide, is it muktzah? So muktzah exists on things you can touch, things you can feel, things you can taste, you know, I don't mean literally taste, things that...
It's literally tussle, yes, that true by the...
like the electricity, the light. Right, it's like when you don't...
If you don't see it, it doesn't
exist. This is like the... I guess he would have been a radiologist. If you don't see it in front of us, it's registering on a screen somewhere.
We know scientifically
there's juice there. We know the molecules of lemon. We know. You know from today till tomorrow. We'll tell you with nikva. As it, it's like that. Done with the sefer. There was a sefer that Professor Levy wrote a sefer. That's about how you. So he wrote the whole Shittotar, Jewish Torah, yeah. The whole Shittotar about Zman HaYom, everything depends on the sun angles and the rays and the mice and everything. So all the Zman HaYom are different based on that. So I think Rav Henke, if I'm not mistaken, wrote a Haskamah to the Sefer. So he writes that beautiful Sefer, Adam Goldot, Adam Chochem, but he said the entire premise of the Sefer is wrong. That's right in that. So the premise of Chilu that Sefer is incorrect. He says, why? Because he says, HaTorah lo nitna to astronomies, HaTorah lo nitna to laboratories, HaTorah nitna to figure out Yisnei Adam. He says, it's given for a normal person sitting in the midbar trying to figure out whether it's, to figure out what Tzitzkei Chon is. I remember, I don't think anybody, a kid's zichud ever heard such a thing. I remember my grandma, Lashon, sometimes we'd be like out, and she'd take us out to the park or something late in the afternoon on Shabbos. She would look up into the sky, looking for three stars. Ois Shabbos. Ois Shabbos. I never knew what that meant. But like, oh Shabbos. I never knew what the words meant. Ois Shabbos. She would look up to three stars. Ois Shabbos. She would start saying good for another. That was it. Ois Shabbos. That's what they used to do in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said. They have a run. They looked up and they saw the stars. Now, go figure out Zman HaYom that way. Go tell them. That was the famous mitzvah. I was at Rosh Hanukkah once, and it was right after, right before Shkia. And there were a couple of yeshiva guys there, and they were arguing whether it was Shkia. So this one was no, in B'nai Brak, Shkia was this time, and yet time. I said, you're looking at the sun, and they're having a pimple whether it's enough minutes before they can't. Look at the sun! So, that's what Moshe said. Look at the juice. I don't see the juice. The scientist, the chemist, tell me the molecules, mycelium. It doesn't interest me. There's no juice here. Come on, Rabbi. There's no juice here. It doesn't exist. Up, you didn't. That's not the Mordechai. The Mordechai, there is big juice here. We see it with our own two eyes. Now we have to be involved. So I think we could almost put a closure on that sugya.
How does it work with, let's say, water with bugs that you can't see?
That's right. The same thing. What you can see doesn't hurt you. But the question is, can you see it or not? That's a whole different. Different people have different visions. So,
how does that answer Corey's question? You never see taste, and yet Tom is Ika.
So you ask your cash and the Rash, but no, something like that. The Chos Asuros, the Rash was an unbelievable Chiddush. The Rash was such a Chiddush, that's what the Rash says. By the Chos Asuros, maybe it's different. By the Chos Asuros, the Issu is Nikra Shem Achil, is like the Rash, but there's Oichil is Nikra Shem Taimai. But Mashmish is always that Machos Asuros. Mashmish is always basically a Muktzah Dikah. It's a nice Shabbos thing.
Not a lot of drinking. It's also to drink it.
It's also to drink it as a result of the fact that it's Muktzah. It's not Machos Asuros. It's not the same. Well, maybe not out there, Rashba. The Rishon don't offer the Rashba. The Rashba is not that interesting.
It's a correlation to what you were saying. So, what about on fruits and vegetables when we make a whole big deal about soaking them and looking them? What we were saying, Andy, you're not going to find half of the buds unless you look under a microscope.
No. Anything that won't be seen unless you have a microscope is that the remedy. The issue of something. But you can have things that are there, they just have to peel away the leaves of it to get them. That's a push. I'm not advocating washing. Not washing and saying that. If it's microscopic, then I'm a little flicky, but there's nothing to it.
The raspberries. Strawberries from the field. Last year.
That was a year ago. And you can see the blender,
the smoothies. Someone's giving me shit today in Yeshiva. They're talking about the bris mila, the lasers. You know, a person can't get a regular bris, they do a laser, so. Plus, some talk about whether you really need a Hatavas Dam, is there any Dam that's there? So, feel free to do this. So, when you do a laser surgery, is there any bleed?
It shouldn't bleed.
So some of the doctors are saying, no, there really is. There's microscopic blood. There's microscopic blood.
With a Mogen clamp, which we don't use for mila either, also there's microscopic
blood.
Right,
so I was thinking.
You don't use it either.
So, I was thinking myself, so microscopic blood, as well. Is that microscopic blood doing anything? Right, doesn't matter. Right. That's the statement of Brisker Rav. When they asked the Brisker Rav, what's going to be Meheri Bana Mikdash? When you go back to Kiddush HaChayim, we're going to use telescopes for Kiddush HaChayim. So we're going to get a little faster look at the moon. So the Brisker Rav says, no. You know why? He says, HaChayim HaZeh Lachem, Kazer Ra'eh V'Kadesh, this is a Brisker Torah. The sheer Levana is the fear of Eisei Naim. If you can't see with your eyes, it's Chosher the sheer. It's Nishkin Levana. It's not a sheer Levana.
So it's not even a Hidro then. Seriously, so utilizing a mechanism in any mitzvah would not be a hiddur.
Right.
Turns all that money on the Hubble. Can't even use it.
Okay, anyway, we're getting back to the story. So Rabbi said, what do we have here? So we just learned the Rashi. So it took us 2 weeks to learn Rashi. The Rashi says that it did a vittel, and we had serious questions whether Shir should not be vittel. So we had last week, we had the Taisus objection. This week, we got potentially the Mordechai. It all plays out. But Rabbi said, we have to go into the third week of this, and if we don't share next week, maybe the fourth, because I don't know when the next year is going to be. But we have enough reason to believe that there has to be another Biyam Rishayim for the Ma'arav. That's enough story. We have too many problems with this Rashi. It's against the Tosfos, it may not be against the Mordechai. There's got to be another Biyam, and where that magic number of 200 comes from. Hopefully, the next year, so there's a Ramban of the Vassal I'll just finish up with, and then hopefully move on to the next week. Now we have to discuss this real quickly about next year. So